This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Former Trump fixer Michael Cohen, due in prison in May, told a congressional committee he lied repeatedly for President Trump. AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
Michael Cohen told the House Oversight Committee he obeyed Donald Trump blindly for 10 years and he's sorry.
The more people that follow Mr. Trump, as I did blindly, are going to suffer the same consequences that I'm suffering.
Republicans, by and large, were having none of it. Carol Miller is a congresswoman from West Virginia.
How can we believe anything you say? The answer is we can't.
Though most Republicans attacked Cohen, almost none defended the president. Maryland Democrat Jamie Raskin put it this way.
Our colleagues are not upset because you lied to Congress for the president. They're upset because you stopped lying to Congress for the president.
I'm Warren Levinson.
U.S. President Trump expressed the position of patience Thursday as he held fresh nuclear talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
I am in no rush. We don't want the testing, and we've developed something very special with respect to that. But I just want to say I have great respect for Chairman Kim, and I have great respect for his country, and I believe that it will be something economically that will be almost hard to compete with for many countries. It has such potential.
Kim noted the attention the summit is garnering, liking it to a fantasy movie, while saying he will do his best to bring a good result. In a rare reply to a reporter's question, Kim said, "I do have a feeling good results will come out." After their initial remarks Thursday, the two leaders walked together in an outdoor courtyard at the hotel, where they were joined by U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Kim Jong-chol, vice chairman of the powerful Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea. This is before heading into an expanded bilateral meeting. This is VOA News. Tensions escalated between nuclear-armed rivals India and Pakistan Wednesday amid claims and counterclaims of shooting down one another's fighter planes. Pakistan said it downed two Indian planes after they crossed over to its side of the line of control, the de facto border in the disputed Kashmir region, following Pakistan's airstrikes into an open space on the Indian side designed to send a message. Pakistani military's media wing released pictures of the wreckage and a video of the pilot. India acknowledged it lost a plane and the Indian pilot was with Pakistan. In an address Wednesday, the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Imran Khan, said that it shot down the plane so that there would be no collateral damage or casualties, but to show India that Pakistan will retaliate if attacked. The U.S. House of Representatives Wednesday passed a bill expanding background checks to include gun shows and internet sales. The House plans to vote on a second bill Thursday to expand the time allowed to conduct a background check from just a few minutes in some cases to at least 10 days. The two bills are likely to face stronger opposition in the Republican-controlled Senate, where opponents say it will do nothing from stopping a criminal from getting a weapon. President Trump has said that he supports expanding background checks for gun buyers, but the White House says his advisors will recommend a veto, claiming the bills would infringe on Second Amendment rights and place a burden on legitimate buyers. White House senior advisor Jared Kushner met Tuesday with the Saudi crown prince, the first time they met since the October killing of U.S.-based Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The White House said in a statement Wednesday the two discussed a variety of topics in Riyadh, including economic investment in the Middle East and efforts to bring peace to the region. The statement did not mention Khashoggi, whose murder has raised tensions between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia. Kushner had cultivated a close relationship with the Saudi Arabian Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, the de facto leader of the Saudi kingdom. The U.S. intelligence community reportedly concluded the Crown Prince ordered Khashoggi's killing. The United States and a number of other nations walked out of the United Nations Conference of Disarmament in Geneva Wednesday as a representative of Venezuela's embattled President Nicolas Maduro got ready to speak. The U.S. ambassador to the event, Robert Wood, told reporters the walkout was meant to indicate that the Maduro government has no moral or political legitimacy. He called Maduro's rule unacceptable and said the spokesman's presence was a disgrace to the chamber. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.